good morning. There are lots and lots of seats here in the front, so come up here and sit. It's not like this is a life-changing event. Just come and sit. Oh yeah, from the back, come and sit, because you're going to go out that door for the picture anyways. So sit in the front. This is the point. Thank you. Yeah, some of you, it's like you've never been in this building before. Just kidding. Right here by the door, because then you can be the ones to lead the pack out that way. I know. Thank you. There's another leader to follow. We love that. Very good. Well, today we're going to sing and we're going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to have our picture taken, I understand. Would you please open up to hymn 182? And we'll sing the first two stanzas. You may remain seated. Now, would you please just flip that page over, and on the next page, you see the hymn continues, but at the bottom of that next page is this lesson from Luke's Gospel and the inspiration for the name of the college. We talk a lot about the one thing needful, and we'll sing about that again in a little bit, but here is the story. Now it happened as they went that Jesus entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha," this is one of the great lines from the Bible, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Now, Bethany, as we know it today, of course, hasn't always been like this. For instance, we're a co-educational college now. We have both men and women. When the school was founded many years ago and adopted the name of Bethany and the motto of the One Thing Needful, it was originally designed to be, they called it a ladies' seminary. Now, that was not a place where they were trained to be pastors in the church, but it was a place where they came to learn the kinds of skills that would make them fruitful and productive women in the home and also helping out in the church and things like that. Somebody who had a relative who attended at that time said they mostly were being trained to be shipped off to be pastors' wives. I'm not sure if that's the truth. But it was, if you look at Old Main and Luther Hall, those are two buildings that come from that time. And they were big buildings. They're still big buildings. But the idea never really got off in terms of filling the place up. They were hoping at one time to have upwards of 1,000 ladies here going to college. And I don't think they ever broke 150. And so that school, that particular school, closed. But the remnants, of course, are still here. The building, the Old Main building, the Luther Hall building. And then, of course, if you go into the lobby of the Old Main, which a lot of you don't really have a reason to go there anymore, because it used to be the hub of the campus. That's where everything happened. So many engagements and future marriages were planned on those stairs over the years in there. And that's a place the word Bethany is on the floor, and you can see it there. And you'll also notice in that place, and it's worth taking a trip just for this little 5 minutes of history, there we have the Hall of Presidents too, where we have photos of all of the people that were presidents of the college over the years, which is kind of interesting. It helps always with perspective to realize that we're not the first ones here, we're not the only ones here. The place has been around for a while, and we've had blessed with lots of good leadership over the years. And that is there to remind us of that. So, also the stained glass window over there on the stairs. With all of you ladies who live in Anderson Hall or who have lived in Anderson Hall, know the stained glass window because you walk by it many times a day. If you're on the fifth floor, you take a deep breath and away you go. But that also dates from the time of the ladies' seminary. And those are all reminders of the people that went before us. The idea, of course, being a school named Bethany was behind it, this notion that on the one hand, we teach young ladies to be the followers of Mary, be good listeners, be close to Christ. But the other thing, and this was in the dedicatory address too, where it talks about, well, we also need, the world needs Marthas, people doing the work. And so that was the idea. And that continues to this day, actually. Because even though we always talk about the One Thing Needful is the center of the Bethany experience, we also realize that we are doing our best to prepare you for a life of Martha, Martha service without forgetting about Christ. Let's take a quick look now at that same hymn, and could we do... number 5, stanza 5. Following the example of Mary of Bethany. Turn now to the Bethany song, which you picked up when you came in. From another slice in our history, the poem was composed in 1933. President Ilvesacker was president in those days. The Fine Arts Center is named in his honor. And He wanted to have a competition to write a school song. So it was sort of like the forerunner of needing a mascot, right? He wanted a school song. So they had a competition that was in the scroll. Very few students participated in it. So the person who wrote the poem then eventually, she won the prize, which I'm sure wasn't very much. But it, and also the posture, of course, if you come to Bethany from the east, we're not really high amid the trees, but if you've ever walked down those steps, and those of you that are living this year in Larson Hall as students, you're going to really get the idea of this high amid the trees thing, because it's kind of a walk. Let's stand up and sing this. Very nice, and you may be seated. So through the years, Bethany was blessed, and there were many years that weren't so fat and rich. Stories are told of people paying for their tuition with eggs and jams and jellies and potatoes from the farm because they didn't have enough money. Food service in those days, there was a time back in the 40s and 50s where they got cinnamon rolls for breakfast. One day a year. And that was always the day before Christmas break. So the smell of cinnamon rolls wafting up through the dormitory made everybody happy. And of course, in those days, Anderson Hall was divided up. So there was part of it was used for women and the other part of it was used for men. So they were in the same dorm, but they were very, very strictly and carefully kept apart. And since that time, of course, we've been blessed. There have been many alumni of this small school that have stepped up to the plate to support us with all kinds of new and exciting facilities. If they were to come back, well, I wish I had a video of when I first toured the campus in 1984, because it would be quite shocking. And some of you have been around a while, so you know the changes. To come back and, oh my gosh, where did this building come from? It's just like they were popping up from the earth. And so we've been very, very fortunate. God has certainly blessed us. And that's a good reminder to us all, of course, to know the mission of the college and to cling to it and to make it our own. Let's take a look now at hymn 593. This has become sort of the choir's theme piece. There was a... In fact, if you flip over to number 598, there you see the 8-part arrangement that was composed by Alfred Fremder, who was the choir director and professor here for many, many years. We won't try that particular one today, but that might be fun sometime, especially for the sopranos because they get to go so high. But we will sing 593. It's a hymn text by one of our great Danish poets, rather, Thomas Kingo. And if you look at the painting of the crucifixion here, you have above it this piece of writing above Christ's head. It says, Jesus, the King of the Jews, right? You know that part. And what Kingo does is he wants us to look at that picture, and he wants, instead of it saying that, he wants it to say, Jesus crucified for me. It's a very personal connection to what happens at the crucifixion, our moment of redemption, and in that death, a new life for all of us. So let's stand and conclude with this. Now the photograph. So please, if you're in the front half of the chapel, use the front door here or the front door over there. There are orange cones out there, and plug yourselves in.